Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am so happy to have a platform to be able to speak to you, even though, as linguistic as it is on the radio, it is one of the oldest forms of communication, especially during times like this. We should be able to have open lives with one another and definitely be able to communicate during these times. I'm reporting from my quarantined area in my home. I've made it back from my 10-day journey to South Carolina, and I am as just concerned with all that's going on as you are, and I wanted to ease some of your concerns and leave a platform open for communication if you'd like to call and discuss any of these concerns. Specifically with the studio, we have been closed down now for 1 full week, and we will do so and keep you updated with all of those new details and updates as they come in. Hopefully within every 2 weeks, keep you continuously updated with the progress of the studio, and then from there, obviously, getting into the mode to reopen and allowing all of you who have your home to return to you in one piece, clean and COVID-19 free, or any other virus that may be going on, you make sure we're on top of that. As you know, our partners have had more of a intense concern due to the nature and hazard of information, and it being a concern due to it being as viral as possible for even John's condition, and we wanted to let you know, even for his sake, we have taken above and beyond measures to make sure the studio is clean and we are able to continue with the service for offering you classes. There have been several students who have been able to pick up their loaner poll for the loaner poll program. We are really excited to start teaching online. We're having several technical difficulties due to the nature of revamping a whole new online teaching platform. We had two previous. One was called PowHow, and it was an educational platform that we were able to use our online classes and teach many different formats. So it did not give us a fluid opportunity to link your mind-body accounts for students who already pre-purchased classes. So we had to go with Trainerly, which did give us this option. However, their merge with Hillcode has taken them out of the mind-body realm because we have had to let that system go. So for those who've been checking their emails, you should have a link directing you to our platform. There is an option for us to view one another and keep the class very live and interactive, which I prefer that way as well, rather than sending and setting up tons of pre-recorded classes that you may or may not be able to follow through because you need that one-on-one attention that you're normally getting and you're most likely used to getting at the studio. It will be a challenge, so there will be no options for spotting or protective, so we want to make sure we go through all of the safety measures way ahead before classes so all students are informed of what's necessary while self-training and online training, specifically in this sport. Also, we'd like to bring to your attention, if you do not have a loaner poll, that there are a few more remaining for members only. You must qualify to receive those polls and to be able to access those classes online for absolutely no charge additional to your account. We want to keep clear communication with you and an opportunity to constantly answer your questions if you have any. concerning the studio, concerning your healthness, your goals, anything, even if you just need personal advice, those one-on-one conversations that you crave and I also need during these times. Corona has gone still crazy in our own way. So being there for one another is definitely a way we are able to at least be there for you. So feel free to give us a call during any of these live radio broadcasts. The guest call-in number is 516-666-9913. Again, that's 516-666-9913. And you're listening to the Hills, Skills, and Thrills talk show with your girl, Hollywoods of Hartford. Our topic today is this coronavirus craziness. Really, I was going to start crazy. I was sent to the hospital when I returned from my trip, and there was a lot of fear amongst one another. I want to assure you that if we're there for one another during these times, rather than feeling that these are the last of days and you need to hoard the very last options of products or items that your home needs, that's definitely going to create more fear than anything. I did see lots and lots of freight trucks all over the highway, which meant if there are any stores that are depleting with any products and items, they're most likely being replenished. And I would suggest having a big box or any wholesale consumer option for purchasing items for your home. If we are all locked in for this time, we can most likely clear whatever's happening out there and record time so we can get back to living our normal lives. And if anything, it's going to teach us a lot about our neighbors, about caring and giving, and about the tireless effect that our health workers are having. I want to give a shout out to all of those out there making this pretty much go away right under our noses while we're over here doing our best to comply with what the government would like us to do. So I have this notice to be tested. Patients must have a referral from a provider through your Hartford Healthcare Medical Group, or if a patient does not have health care through Hartford Healthcare Medical Groups, and if they're experiencing any symptoms, they can call the Hartford Healthcare Clinical Command Center. Again, that's the Hartford Healthcare Clinical Command Center. The number is 860-972-8100. And if you must, you can call toll-free 833-621-0600. You'll get a virtual health visit with a physician who will order the test if they're necessary. If you are a patient with one of those doctor's orders, you will receive the testing. If you do not have any of those orders, you will not receive the testing at the Hartford Healthcare drive-through testing site. This is very important to stay inside and not to panic. If you're experiencing small cold symptoms or anything of the latter, there is no reason to run to the hospital and find yourself in more danger under the clause that they're doing whatever they can to fight this, even on surfaces at the hospital. So you must stay indoors and keep your home as sanitized as you do, like your ER, and know that if you have any of those symptoms, then you should give those phone numbers a call and alert your provider so you're able to get those testings. I am not by any means able to give you any other medical advice. I know at the studio we're doing whatever we can to combat any optimal traces of anything that could be dangerous to the students or the community, period, I should say. But we are also staying self-quarantined, which is why we have the loan and pro program. You're able to take this at home, and if you'd like to purchase the equipment, there is an option to do so as well. We're doing our best to stay on top of this and to keep you informed. So feel free to give us a call if you have any studio-related questions. Also, we wanted to keep you in the loop of what it is we're doing to kind of stay a little bit more sane during these chaotic times. One of those things is to stay busy. I know opportunities that keep you happy and things that you may have forgot to actually enjoy. You can join a community of chess players or Scrabble players, or maybe an online game you can play crack with a friend. Also, picking up an instrument and learning to play for the first time or continue learning to play an instrument you have had interest in would be a great option. Puzzles and painting and drawing and string, anything you can do with your hands, learning things, let your imagination be busy rather than allowing your body and your mind to work together to find common ground to stay busy. If you have a novel you wanted to read or that you were writing and you haven't had any time to consider it, this is the proper time. I will eventually go into the kitchen once I clean the popcorn a few times. I would love to show you a couple of recipes and things that I like to do in the kitchen. For pole and for any other sport that I venture into. And of course, finding self-stylus in meditation and learning how to properly stretch and do yoga would be ideal. Very I have lots of resources I'd love to share with you, and I definitely will as I curate more and more of this social media platform. Not just being an instructor at home, but also being a friend and family. This is important to think about everyone's health and put that concern with your own and really keep yourself safe during this sort of craziness. So if you're going a little stir crazy and you're looking for some things to do, feel free to keep in your loop, I should say, with my social media because I would like to book my Patreon page and any of my other social videos, streaming, tutorials, and lessons that I have all over because I know there's plenty of to be continued projects that I've been working on that with just a little motivation of being indoors will definitely be completed. And hopefully it will be a little bit more motivation for you to complete some of the things that you have as well to develop. I'll put a line of things that I'm going to be organizing based on how harmony is depicted. So, for instance, in the morning, I'll start with my research. Then in the afternoon, I'll read pickup or craft. Any thing that I have a chance to do that's all happening to keep myself busy and maybe motivate me. And then usually in the evening, I'll go to the classes and then maybe I'm going to
sharing with our community useful content. And also, feel free to contact me through the studio if you have any questions about your program or inspiration or when this class is going to be. As I mentioned earlier, we are working out a few technical difficulties, and hopefully it will be just in time while you're prepared to get yourself back into the swing of things. I'm also placing a few mandatory flexibility classes on the beginning of all of my full classes. So
and happiness and health, and you all take very excellent care.